This is Inside Europe. The long, dark winter evenings are perfect for spending time indoors in the warmth, curled up with a good book. My next guest runs Ireland's biggest book club, the Ricochet Book Club, and with 22,000 members, he knows a thing or two about books. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Keith. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Thanks, sir. Welcome to Inside Europe.
Thanks for having me.
And what books have people been buying for Christmas?
It's interesting. We do a poll every year in the book club. And as you said, you've got whatever, 20 odd thousand people who get their votes in. In terms of where we are at the moment in Ireland, the biggest book this year was a crime thriller called Skin Deep by an author called Liz Nugent. Now, I know Liz has been translated all across the world, and I'm absolutely sure she's been published in Germany as well. So people maybe know Liz from her first two books. Skin Deep was her book this year. She writes crime thrillers with wonderful sociopaths at the centre of them, and they're the type of thing that's absolutely perfect for a holiday. So that's been the one, certainly within our book club, that was most voted for this year.
Skin Deep. Okay, and what other genres are particularly in vogue at the moment?
It changes. It's a strange thing, and it depends, I suppose, on where you are, because some genres never go out of fashion. Usually, actually, weirdly, crime is the big genre fiction, bigger than pretty much anything else, both in terms of numbers of books that come out every year and in terms of the popularity of those books and the sales as well. Outside of that, you have fantasy is always big in and around when George R.R. Martin puts a book out. That's always a big deal. And other than that, you know, literary fiction still sells really well, and non-fiction is huge as well, as always.
Okay, what about young people? Are they reading books these days, or are they too obsessed with things like computer games and social media?
I don't think those two things are mutually exclusive. From dealing with two things, which is both my own kids and from talking to people I know who are involved in the business, no, not at all. Young people's books are still absolutely huge. I'm one of the people who's judging the Costa Book Prize in the UK this year, and I'm in the children's category. So I've read 43, 44, 45 kids' books this year. Most of them, to be fair, are what you'd call young adults, so they're all aimed at your kind of 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds. That's been an enormous thing. And every time you get a movie that comes out from one of those books, the likes of The Hate U Give, which was out this year based on a huge YA novel, it always helps to, I think, bump sales and bump the genre a bit. So, to be honest with you, I think there's a little of both. I think, you know, kids who are into social media are into social media, but that doesn't necessarily stop them from reading either.
So you've almost read a book a week.
Oh, I've just read the 45, 46 of those just for that competition alone. That's excluding all of the other reading I've had to do this year. I think I'm at about 85 or 86 or something for this year, I think.
Seriously, I mean, how many books do you get through in a week?
It depends. If I've spent the last 2 weeks reading one book. Now, it is 670 pages long. It's Haruki Murakami's new book. It's called Killing Commendatore. That's an enormous doorstopper of a book. But I did want to read it, so that's taken me 2 weeks. Other than that, it depends, and it depends on how much time you have. It depends on how much time you spend on public transport, and it depends on whether or not you're working to a deadline.
What other books are big for Christmas?
In terms of the ones that we've been reading for the prize this year, I do hugely recommend a book called Orphan, Monster, Spy, written by Matt Killeen. It's set just before the Second World War, and it's set just in Germany, and with a Jewish girl who is in the process of attempting to escape Germany, fails to do so, and then ends up having to go undercover as a spy in a school for the children of the Nazi leadership. It's a cracking thriller. It's like reading a Bourne novel. Bone Talk by Candy Gourlay is another one of those as well. It's set in the Philippines in 1899. It's a historical book about a family and about the Americans and about their influence in the country starting at around that time. The Color of the Sun, David Almond's book. He's hugely known in the children's writing world and has been doing so for a really long time. Probably the most beautiful book I've read this year. And then The Skylark's War, Hilary Mackay's book, which is set in England just before the First World War. There were kind of trends this year. There were a lot of witches in a lot of the books that I read when it comes to kids, and certainly a huge amount of books that were set in and around the First World War, given the nature of the armistice this year and the 100th anniversary.
They all sound great. So Orphan, Monster, Spy, Bone Talk, Colour of the Sun, and The Skylark's War.
They would be great for any kids you have.
Great. Now, one thing I really like about your book club is that you're encouraging people to support their local bricks and mortar bookstore.
Yeah, I think that's a big deal. I think I'm nothing against people who sell books online and the major online retailers. But in our country, certainly, and I'm sure it's happening in a lot of other places around the world, you have a lot of small bookstores that are finding it hard to survive. It's like any small business. For bookstores, it's very tough. And unless people support their own local bookstore, they won't be there for much longer. And there's been a lot of bookstores that have closed in Ireland this year as a result of things like that. And I think, unfortunately, people will only realise that they miss their local bookstore when it's not there anymore. So I think my thought is always try and get out there and support your local bookstore if you can.
Sure. And finally, Ireland is going through a homeless crisis at the moment. And your book club has just raised more than 30,000 euros for a homeless charity. That is just fantastic.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I started this off a little over 4 weeks ago. I wanted to do something because we've been a huge homelessness crisis happening in Ireland and particularly in Dublin at the moment. I wanted to raise some funds for the Peter McVerry Trust. They are a wonderful charity that do incredible work in the area of homelessness. I thought if I could raise 5,000 euro by Christmas, I would have done a wonderful job. We raised 5,000 euro in the first 36 hours. We raised 10,000 in the first 4 days, and we did just pass 30,000 euro very recently. So it's open until December 31st, and if I can make as much money as I can for that charity, it all goes towards them in every sense.
Fantastic. Great stuff. Rick O'Shea, great talking to you. Thanks for coming on Inside Europe.
Not at all. My pleasure.